This audio production is brought to you by the Islamic Institute of Toronto.
Okay, شكرا شيخ تفضل إن شاء الله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم إنا نحمدك ونشكرك ونستعين بك ونستغفرك. ونصلي ونسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. Brothers and sisters, it's my pleasure once again to welcome you to another episode in our series Illuminate Your Life, a study of 101 traditions from the Prophet of Mercy sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And today I have this beautiful hadith about charity and wealth. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, assures us, reminds us that by giving charity, our wealth doesn't diminish. Rather, it increases and it is becomes blessed. So let me read the tradition and in Arabic and translate and visit some of its beautiful lessons so that we can enhance our understanding and practice of Islam. ما نقصت صدقة من مال وما زاد الله عبدا بعفو إلا عزة وما تواضع أحد لله إلا رفعه الله الراوي أبو هريرة المصدر صحيح مسلم. Charity does not diminish wealth. Humility will only enhance the honor of a person. And whoever humbles himself for the sake of Allah, Allah will exalt them. It's narrated by Abu Huraira and the source is Sahih Muslim. This hadith teaches us three important lessons. Number one, the tremendous, limitless benefits and rewards of charity. And we give it for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it also teaches us about the value of forgiveness. And thirdly, the value of humility. As for the charity, the Prophet says, charity does not diminish wealth. مَا نَقَصَتْ صَدَقَةٌ مِّن مَالٍ. One may ask, how come when you take away 10 out of 100, what is left is 90? Denies the decrease. Instead, he also promises increase for our wealth. He promises that charity increases the wealth by many folds. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as we know, is the interpreter of the Quran. And his interpretation is sound because it is protected from errors by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Prophet in this hadith, he is explaining beautiful verses of the Holy Book. He infers this lesson from the following verse. We read in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 261. مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ حَبَّةٍ أَنْبَتَتْ سَبْعَ سَنَابِلَ فِي كُلِّ سُنْبُلَةٍ مِائَةُ حَبَّةٍ وَاللَّهُ يُضَاعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ. The parable of those who spend their wealth in the way of Allah is that of a grain that grows 7 years. In every year, 100 grains. And Allah multiplies for whomsoever He will. And Allah is all-encompassing, all-knowing. In another place we read, قُلْ إِنَّ رَبِّي يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِي وَيَقْدِرُ لَهُ وَمَا أَنْفَقْتُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُهُ وَهُوَ خَيْرُ الرَّازِقِينَ. Say, my Lord extends the provision to whomever He wills of His servants or withholds it. Anything you spend for the sake of Allah, He will replace it. He is the best of providers. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, مَا مِنْ يَوْمٍ يُصْبِحُ الْعِبَادُ فِيهِ إِلَّا مَلَكَانِ يَنْزِلَانِ فيقول أحدهما اللهم أعط ممسكا خلفا ويقول الآخر اللهم أعط ممسكا تلفا. every morning when the people are awake, two angels descend to the earth. One of them prays to Allah, "O Allah, give those who spend in your way a better substitute. Replenish." And another prays, "O Allah, bring upon those who refuse to spend in your way, take away their blessings, take away their wealth, bring loss and destitution." What is the increase that Allah promises? The answer is, Allah is the provider. His treasures are inexhaustible. So even if he were to give out to every human being from the first to the last, everything they ask for, it would not diminish even as much as that of a needle dipped in the ocean, diminishing the from the water of the ocean. This is what we read in a beautiful hadith Qudsi. We have studied that hadith earlier. So the increase that Allah has promised can be an increase in quantity as well as quality. This can be attested by experience of the faithful. It has been reported to me a number of times. In one case, I was involved in fundraising for the Islamic Foundation. I went to a brother and asking him for a monthly pledge. You know, every day, $1 a day, $360 for every pledge for every day. And of course, it's given as a monthly contribution. So he pledged made a pledge, but he reported to us later that his wife was upset over his action and they were living on a very tight budget. But he assured her that he did so believing in the promise of Allah, because I had narrated this hadith to him. You know, when I asked him to donate, I narrated this hadith to him. So he believed in the promise of Allah given by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he said when he arrived at the office next morning, his boss called him to the office and informed him that he had decided to increase his salary by $200 a month. So he got more than what he had given because he had given it believing in the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this person comes to another sender. After leaving foundation, we made the Islamic Institute, and I stood up. You know, we had to buy this library of Sheikh Sibghatullah for the institute. So I don't remember the amount, but it was not a small amount. As soon as I mentioned that, is there anybody who can sponsor this library? He stood up. He was the first one to stand up and he took up the challenge. Later on, he told me the story why he had done so, because he was blessed as he gave for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, even more important than the increase in quantity is the increase in quality of the wealth. There is no shortage of the super rich in the world, but even though they are super rich, they have abundant wealth, everywhere they have properties and assets, but they lack inner peace and contentment. To the extent that we hear some of them even take their own lives. They don't experience any blessing in their life. They feel forever deprived and wanting for more and more, even though they belong to the 1% of the super rich, you know, versus the 99% who are deprived and poor. As opposed to this, those who are charitable will enjoy so many blessings. Number one, the charity one gives will purify our wealth. No matter how pious we are, our wealth may be tainted by elements of haram, so the charity purifies the wealth. And also by giving charity, we are blessed in the wealth we have. So even though we may not have all those that others have, we will feel that blessing. Allah blesses our wealth. And number three, thanks to our charities, we help remove poverty from the world. And when the poor are satisfied, it will help to take out jealousy and malice and ill feeling from their hearts towards those who have. Allah will place love for them in the hearts of people. For those who spend and who are charitable, people will love them. And finally, upon their death, they are leaving behind them a legacy of compassion and goodwill, and people remember them for it. The Prophet in this hadith stresses another point. Allah will increase the honor of those who forgive the offenses of others. You know, when somebody offends you, you have a choice of seeking justice. But the higher ground is to forgive. وَعْفُوا أَمَّنْ ظَلَمَكْ The Prophet said, you know, أَمَرَنِي رَبِّي أَنْ أَعْفُوا أَمَّنْ ظَلَمَنِي My Lord has ordered me to forgive those who offend me. The perfect example is that of the Messenger of Allah. Thanks to the magnanimity he had shown towards his enemies, who fought against him many, many years. But because he forgave them, he won them over to his cause and earned their unconditional love. This is the fact. The final point, Allah will exalt the status of those who are humble. Practicing humility is one of the greatest virtues. Actually, Aisha said this is the essence of worship, humility. And as after the death of the Prophet, she saw the new generation, they were lacking in humility. And she advised them saying, you are missing the most important virtue, humility. That is a great act of worshippers. So humility is of two types, humility before Allah, by obeying Him and worshipping Him. Secondly, acting humbly towards the servants of Allah for the sake of Allah. Even though you may be richer, you may be more knowledgeable, you may have more status, you may be leader, but if you act humbly, Allah will reward you. Allah will raise your status. Allah, both of these, humility in both types, if one a person has, Allah will help raise the status of that person. His status will be raised in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah will also make sure that people also respect him for his humility. The perfect example for this are again the messengers of Allah, including Prophet Muhammad and Jesus, peace be upon them all. Look at them, they were humble. There are so many examples that prove their humility. So how they were loved by millions because of their humility, people continue to cherish love and reverence for them. And compare this to the loathing, the hatred people cherish, displayed towards the tyrants like Pharaoh, Nimrod, Lenin and Stalin, and all those dictators who are notorious for their pride and arrogance. The lessons that we learn from this beautiful tradition is we should never hesitate to offer charity, fearing poverty, because we should rest assured that by doing so, and we should do so without any fear of loss or restriction, because Allah will replenish what we give. Allah will bless our wealth and reward us abundantly in this world and the next. And second lesson is, if someone offends us, we have the right to seek justice, yes. But if on the other hand, we are willing to go to the higher moral ground and forgive those who offend us, that would be even better. It would only enhance, add to our honor and dignity in the sight of Allah, the servants. Final point is, humility is a great virtue in Islam, and those who practice it will enjoy a higher status with Allah as well as with His true servants. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
You have been listening to an audio production by the Islamic Institute of Toronto, Education for Virtuous Living. Please visit our website at www.islam.ca.